You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee. The show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me is Miss Ronnie V.
Hello, hello.
And Tanae.
Hi.
Ronnie V, you were not here for the first show of the year, so I must ask you.
Oh, she wasn't?
What? No, it was just you and I.
Oh, yeah. I have an excuse, right? So I bought my daughter an iPhone. You know, she had been begging. That's the only thing that she really wanted for Christmas.
Stop. That's your first mistake, an iPhone.
Exactly. For a, what, 12-year-old?
Right. Yeah. But continue.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we team Droid. All of us got Droids.
Absolutely.
But I didn't, you know, it was on sale for $100. I think that was a pretty decent deal. But I had so many problems activating this phone. I was at Walmart for 3 hours. Then I went back and got on the phone with the customer service people for 3 more hours. And then even after we did all that and rebooted the phone, still couldn't use the phone. So, yeah, I was a little tired.
Where'd you buy it from?
Walmart.
I don't know. I'm just saying. But a couple of questions for you. Number one, what was your favorite gift at Christmas?
My favorite gift was the gift that I had got for my son. He chose me for the Secret Santa, and I was just very happy. Mm-hmm. You know, he had got me some socks and some little bedroom walk around shoes and a sweater, mm-hmm, and some earrings and a watch. Mm-hmm. So I was very shocked that he was able to keep that secret from me, and just the thought that he put into the gift, it was just very touching.
Yeah. And do you have any New Year's, like what is it that you want to accomplish this year? Tanae and I had already talked about ours. So,
well, what I've decided to do, I'm not going to set any New Year's resolutions, because I feel that when people come in the new year with these New Year's resolution.
Not a resolution, but something that you want to accomplish this year.
This year, like I want to own my own home.
Ah, okay. Home ownership. I was just talking, sidebar, I was just talking to Rodney about that. He's thinking of doing that, but, you know, he's in D.C. And so I told him, I said, unless you make $1 million a year, mm-hmm, you might not be able to buy a home in D.C. because D.C. is crazy.
And I was actually thinking about the Clayton area. You know, Clayton is like maybe 10, 15 minutes.
And Apex, too. Apex is coming up, too. They are actually doing a lot of stuff here in the Raleigh surrounding Wake County area. Mm-hmm. They really are.
And they're expensive.
Did any of you see Mariah Carey's New Year's Eve performance?
No, I've just been hearing about it on the radio and talking about how, like, you are a professional. What did she do?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
One word, horrible. Just absolutely terrible. Horrible, terrible.
Unbelievable.
Here's the thing. First of all, she was lip syncing.
What?
She wasn't even singing live. She was lip syncing
her own song.
Her own song. And she kept saying,
to be fair, it is still her.
Yeah, okay. and here's the thing. She kept saying she couldn't hear the song in her earpiece. So what she was trying to say was, I can't mouth
because I can't hear. Song.
That's my point. First of all, you are a seasoned performer. I mean, this is not Mariah Carey's first time at the rodeo.
Yeah, a seasoned lunatic. That's what she is.
You should know how to improvise when something like that happens.
Exactly.
Did y'all see Stephanie Mills? Somebody posted Stephanie Mills on Facebook. Mm-mm. How her music, but that voice.
But does she still look like a little horse?
I will not go there
with
you.
A little donkey?
I will not go there with you. I will not say it. But the music was bad. She said, cut the music. That thing sang live.
Why was there so many issues with the music and stuff?
This wasn't New Year's Eve for Stephanie Mills. Somebody had just posted it, and they said, this is what a performer does, mm-hmm, when stuff goes wrong. Mariah Carey walked off the stage. Mm-hmm. Walked completely off the stage.
Like, Ronnie B, you know how sometimes when you're tired, and you just sling the microphone, just like,
right,
that's how she was doing.
Yeah, she was like, and then she just walked off. And now she's trying to blame Dick Clark, talking about Dick Clark production set her up. Really?
set her up
to fail.
Memorize her own song.
Right. Set up. That's what I'm thinking. First of all, you hear the music. You've sung this song 1,000 times.
What song was it?
I can't remember the.
Is it the high notes and stuff?
No, not that one. It was one of the emotions. It was emotions. Mm-hmm. And it was two she did and walked and just was like, you know, no, this ain't working. I mean, like I said, she's been singing emotions and all this for 20 years. And it should be like second nature to you at this point. I mean, performers like Stephanie Mills, who doesn't have the kind of status that you have, was like, okay, I don't need no music. It's my song. Let me sing it a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and she could have done that.
Well, maybe she's still distraught. You know, nobody wants her. Nick done left her. I mean, he done basically said that she was a cray-cray. You know, stuff like that follows you.
Everybody said that. And you know what Petey said? Petey said that Eminem was telling everybody she's crazy.
Oh, you remember that song she wrote about him?
No.
Why are you so obsessed with
me? Yeah, that was directed to Eminem.
Boy, I didn't know that.
You remember she said, she was like, I'm a corporation.
She is
and
that.
And you a mom and pop.
No, not Eminem. No. She can't say that about Eminem.
No, at that point, he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't. Was. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But, it was funny. It was like the greatest diss ever by RB.
Wow. No, I haven't heard that.
And I said to myself, you know what? She might have been sexing him. Because why go through all that and make a song about
him? Yeah, but Eminem, like, yeah, why would he? But why
would
he?
That's what she's saying.
Make
right.
up stuff.
She's saying that too. But she's saying, why are you so obsessed with me? Like, me and you, not even, you know. So she had to clap back.
But he was saying, I ain't obsessed. Like, we did it. We did it. It is what it is.
Is that what the
issue
was?
I got your cray-cray cookies, and you trying to deny me.
A spoiled cookie.
Yeah, them soggy cakes.
Now, I imagine them being stale.
I would imagine. So the president, who Barack Obama, and the president-elect, Donald Trump, gave a New Year's shout-out to the public. But one was presidential. And we all know who probably that was, who did the presidential one. And another one was like 13-year-old in the schoolyard. So here's Obama's quote. It's been the privilege of my life to serve as your president. As I prepare to take on the even more important role of citizen, know that I will be there with you every step of the way to ensure that this country forever strives to live up to the incredible promise of our founding. That all of us are created equal and all of us deserve every chance to live out our dreams. And from the Obama family to yours, have a blessed 2017. Mm-hmm. No, that's presidential. Mm-hmm. That's grown man. Mm-hmm. That's grown up. Mm-hmm. Here's President-elect shout out. Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies. And those who have fought me and lost so badly that they just don't know what to do.
What?
That was Donald Trump's tweet. Now, you heard Barack's tweet. Grown presidential. Doesn't Donald Trump's tweet sound like a 13, 14-year-old child
like
on Twitter?
The cartoon character he is.
I mean, it's just incredible to me. You know, the stuff that this man...
And then this is the thing. You won.
You won. That's the point.
So why are you still clapping back at people?
Well, we'll get to that later on because, you know...
Why he got to clap back?
Did he really win? We'll talk about that later. I mean, you know, he won, but, you know, we'll talk about that later. So good news for some workers this year in some states because they are raising their minimum wage. Okay, I'm just going to call out a few of them. I'm not going to go through the whole list. It's like 19 of them in general. Massachusetts and Washington State will have the highest new minimum wages in the country at $11 per hour. I think that's a good, you know, minimum wage. Like people were saying 15. I know some people in careers in corporate America that don't make $15 an hour.
$11 for minimum, that's kind of up there.
Well, California will raise its wage to $10.50 for businesses with 26 or more employees. Because right now, isn't it $7 and something?
Yeah, Yeah, I think $7.25.
Yeah,
it didn't go
like
up
that.
To $8.25.
Well, you know, the Republicans don't want it to go up, well, so they probably blocked.
I don't think so.
I probably should have looked that up. Look that up today.
No, I'm pretty sure it was $7.25.
Yeah. New York State is taking a regional approach to theirs, with the wage rising to $11 in the city, because everybody knows New York City is very expensive to live in. They're raising it to $10.50 for small businesses in the city, and $10 in its downstate suburbs, and $9.70 everywhere else. So, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, but you also have to think about the minimum wage and where they're living at. California is very expensive to live
in. And so is New York.
So, I mean, to have a minimum wage, you kind of have to raise it in order to afford to eat.
Well, that's what people are saying. Yeah. People are saying, you know, we can't even afford to live. I mean, think about living in New York City on $7.25.
We can't afford to live in Raleigh. What are they going to do about North Carolina?
North Carolina is not on the list, of course.
Is it in is consideration?
No, it's not even in consideration. As you know, most Republicans are against raising the minimum wage. And as you know, here in North Carolina, our state Senate and House, they're the majority Republican. So I'm pretty sure that won't. I don't know what Roy Cooper, you know, maybe he might, you know, come in. Shout out to Roy Cooper.
I'm pretty happy that I know I start my little minors off with more than minimum wage.
Oh, you do? What do you start yours off with?
It depends. Like, if they've had, like, some type of cashier experience, like, you know, McDonald's or something like that, I may start them off with $8.50. Mm-hmm. The ones who are just fresh out, I give them $8. Mm-hmm. You know, and for the most part, the older ones, kind of, I may top them off at $9.
Do you, like, when reviews come, do y'all give, like, raises? Do y'all have review process? Yes. And stuff? Mm-hmm. And you give raises? Mm-hmm. And is there, like most companies have sort of like
a ceiling?
Yeah, like a ceiling. Do y'all, like what can they not make? Like, what is the most that a cashier can make? Probably 11, 12. You have any cashiers making $11 to $12?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You see how she do?
Cashier, for you to ring up some groceries, you better get up in that office and count that safe.
What about the supervisor?
Supervisor, what you mean supervisor?
Don't you have supervisors under you?
I have one.
You have an assistant manager under you. Uh-huh.
And well, even my people in my the people in my office, I start them off depending on their experience with 10 and above. Mm-hmm. Depending on their experience.
The office, you mean like the
you know, the safe and Western Union Money Order, the desk.
Yeah. So okay. And do you have, and mostly it's sort of maybe school children that work there?
Yes. Yeah. And the appraisals, we do appraisals, they start in February. The deadline is April, and every customer service manager hates it because
I used to hate
30
it.
To 40, maybe
I used to
50.
Have, yes, I know. I used to have that many people that I had to do
and
it.
And now all the other people, they got 4 to 5 people, 4 or 5, maybe 6. And, you know, and but one thing I tell my, like, it's funny. This guy came up to me and he was like, you know, Miss V, you know, I was, you know, I wanted a raise, you know.
Cause I'm sure.
So I said, okay, well, give me a reason why, mm-hmm. you know. I should give you a raise.
They just said why they wanted a raise.
No. So, you know, he was like, you know, I've been here, you know, since time, you know, I'm a good worker, blah, blah, blah. So I said, okay. So you finished? Mm-hmm. He was like, yes. I said, so what about when you call out every other week? What about the fact that today you came in late?
See, people don't get that. They don't understand that.
And after I did all my points, because my thing is, when you come to me, have a reason.
I said,
so let's just be honest with each other. Do you feel like you're in a position to ask for a raise? And he said, no, I don't.
Okay, well, now that you just brought all that up.
Exactly.
See,
I could have just said no with no reason behind it. But right. I like to.
But that's a good thing, because maybe now he'll think about that.
Exactly.
You know, when he is, you know, wants to call in late.
Next time.
He can't. That's his manager. He can't go to another manager.
There's others like her.
Okay, but trust me, they'll come and say,
exactly.
Somebody's calling me asking for a job.
And I'm very honest. Like, I've had a couple of people that wanted to transfer to my store. And we really stick together and we're honest. Because this is my thing. I did have a bad worker. But what I told her, his potential is good, and maybe he need another setting, another environment. You know, most of his friends are here. Most of, you know, all the people he go to school with, they come here and shop. So he's just distracted. But if he's somewhere out of his comfort zone,
maybe.
I feel like he'll be a good worker.
Maybe.
You know, and
yeah.
I let that be her choice. But I told the truth of his work status.
Yeah. We're going to take our first break. We will be right back in just a moment. Stay right with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about the minimum wage and how some states are raising it. For those of us here, or those of you here in North Carolina, North Carolina is not one of the states that's raising the minimum wage.
Say it again, because someone out there is going to hear North Carolina and raise.
North Carolina is not one of the states that's going to raise the minimum wage. So I know, but you know. Okay, so... the chairman of the Republican National Committee, I think his name is Rince Priebus, was in hot water over Christmas because of comments that he made comparing Jesus to Trump. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to read his quote, and I want y'all to tell me, because some people say, oh, you guys are really reaching. And then other people's like, really? Did you just really... compare yourself to Jesus Christ? Here's what it will compare Trump. Merry Christmas to all. Over two millennia ago, a new hope was born into the world. So over back then, a new hope was born into the world. A savior who would offer the promise of salvation to all mankind. Just as the three wise men did on that night, 2,000 years ago, this Christmas heralds a time to celebrate the good news of a new king.
As my son would say, what?
Now, doesn't that sound like to me that he's comparing Trump to Jesus?
Yeah, in his crossed eyes.
I mean, seriously, and people went completely off on Facebook. I mean, and I think it was Twitter he did. People weren't having it.
So how did he comment back?
Well, he was like, oh, but that's not what I meant. You know, you guys are, you know, reading more into it. What is there to read into?
Exactly.
You just compared Donald Trump, the new king, to the king of two millennia ago.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That is what you just did. So how are you trying to get out of it? I mean, people, y'all should have seen it. Y'all should have seen
the
comment.
It was a hot mess.
Was it worse than Mariah?
Oh, it was way worse than Mariah. Because, I mean, Trump, and I got to be honest, people are kind of heralding him like he's a messiah or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like anything he does or anything he says goes. People just, you know, not everybody, but people just follow, you know. And
maybe
just,
it's the haircut. Did you know Justin
maybe they're scared
Bieber,
of the haircut.
Yeah,
maybe
Justin
it's the
Bieber
way he
holds
his lips.
Hair.
You know, like.
It's the hair.
Like you took him and just shut him in a.
A closed door
or something, and just
and you pulled them back, and it was.
Or maybe it's his little hands. You know, people are scared. Everybody keep talking about he has little hands. I think that's hilarious.
Or maybe because can't nobody see his neck.
You know, I have never seen his neck.
You've never seen his neck?
Mm-mm.
I never thought about that.
It's been like this.
I have never thought about that. So there is a guy named Markeith Williams. Have you guys heard about Markeith Williams?
No.
He is the self-proclaimed exposer of down low men.
Why? Because he a participant?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a gay man. He lures the men into his home and secretly videotapes them having sex.
You know what this sounds like?
What?
That movie off of BET where they had that girl to go around the girlfriends would hire that girl to see if the man would cheat on them or not.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see that movie.
I don't remember that.
Well, he secretly videotapes them having sex and then exposes them by posting the photos and videos of the encounter on his blog and on his Facebook pages.
Can't he be sued for that?
Well,
oh, you know what? You cannot be sued if you get videotaped if no audio is there.
Oh, okay.
I remember that in one of my law classes, if no audio is on the video, you cannot get sued.
But
well, a couple of weeks ago, somebody robbed him and beat him up really, really, really bad. Did he have it coming?
I feel like he did, because how do you make, is that like a career for you? What do you gain out of that?
Is he blackmailing people and then they saying no and then he's exposing them?
Oh, and he's charging people to see the videos. So like if you go to his site, you have to pay a fee to see the videos of these
men. He's selling his pornography, basically.
Basically, I guess.
That's smart.
Yeah, but you know what? I think it's wrong.
It is, because I feel like...
Don't click on it. Don't pay.
No, I'm talking about what he's doing.
Yeah, because it's like you never know who life you're going to affect, who you're going to hurt.
Let me tell you what me and my friend was just talking about this yesterday. I have no issues with gay people, bisexual, or anything.
Transgender.
My biggest problem is a down low person. I hate that. I don't use hate very much, but you worrying about, you don't know who life you affected, that didn't know that he was having kids with and being married with, or she, you know, it ain't just men, you know, but what about them? What about their lives?
And it's mostly women that's going to the site paying to see if it's their boyfriend that he's sleeping with.
Well, if you have doubts, shut them out.
Sometimes people have no reasons to have doubts. You have no reason to have doubts. It ain't just put out there all the time. Like you have sex a certain way, you say, I think that. No, you never know. Especially when you got a family and stuff. Mm-hmm, and I mean, he gives you no reason to think otherwise. Why would you have doubts?
True.
He's never given you reasons not to trust him. He's, you know, no insecurities. Why? But what about the people that are living this double life and the people they're doing it to? What about them?
Because the rate of AIDS is high for heterosexual women, because down low men are sleeping with other men down low and they're bringing it back to their wives and girlfriends.
So I don't think it's wrong.
So you think it's okay for him to do that?
I think if you're keeping this secret and you're living this life, and you happen to get exposed, you put yourself in a position to get exposed, and it serves you right. That's
who
what
makes
I feel.
Him the proclaimed exposer.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of
because he's the only one that's doing
either
it.
Either way, I'm kind of both ways
sure
other on
men
it.
That are doing it. But I mean, what is he? I mean, he's getting money from it because obviously
he's getting
people.
Yes. He's
what is he gaining
people.
From it? My thought is a lot, and then a lot of people.
Maybe he was hurt by a man.
But that's what I'm saying. A lot of people, like, say he's on the receiving end where he loves this person claimed to love them or whatever, but I can't claim you in public. You know, like, they go through things too.
Right.
He needs to move on and let it go.
Okay, well, they need to move on. They need to choose a side. What you gonna do?
Obviously,
you can be honest.
They choose a side. If they're trying to struggle between the fence,
they did.
And push them back.
Well, he chose it for him.
But also think about this, though. What if the gay partner doesn't know he's married? So it's kind of it kind of goes both ways. Maybe the wife doesn't know, because there are some freaky wives who know that their husbands sleep with, other men. But what it could be the wife doesn't know, and it could be that the gay guy doesn't know.
You know what? It was kind of like that R. Kelly. Remember R. Kelly?
What you trying to say about R. Kelly?
Well, he made the song. It's Trapped in the Closet.
Oh, Trapped in the Closet.
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that.
I just don't think.
I have to put it this way. I don't have no pity for him. I don't.
You have no pity for him getting beat up or pity for the man?
I don't have no pity for them being exposed. You know, obviously, you wasn't concerned because you shouldn't have even been in the position to get exposed.
Mm-hmm. I have a problem with him being the one to do so. Like, I don't get it. I mean.
But
you don't get what?
But think about this. Down low men, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are married or they have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. They could be really gay, but they just don't want, they
people
act right.
But then I look at it like this, especially if you grown man, I ain't talking about 14, 15, 16, you trying to figure out what it is in life or middle school or elementary, because it starts young, where you kind of confused, but grown man, 21 on up and stuff like that.
You should be able to live.
Yeah.
Try to tell some of these women out here wearing them wigs. that's scared to pull it off in public and
walk
around.
And the fake butts and the fake butts and all that stuff.
I mean, as grown people, you have insecurities. And sometimes you're not ready for the world to know, hey, these aren't my boobies.
So, but how long is it going to how many years is it going to take for you to feel comfortable before you come out? And if you're not comfortable, don't act on it until you're comfortable.
But here's the thing, V. Here's another thing. Why does someone have to proclaim something? Like, maybe I just don't want everybody into my... I'm not really scared. I just don't want my business all out to the world.
Well, maybe they should think about who they land with to put their business out there.
Yeah, but...
No. And because you got to look at it like this. If he's videotaping several people, like...
Yeah, he has an arsenal.
Nobody has spent a year with him, you know, time to say, oh, this is who I love or whatever. You putting yourself in that position to be sleeping with this guy. And if a lot of men are sleeping with him and getting exposed, they just meeting him. Deal with it. Yeah.
So what I get out of this are three things. You should be proud of who you are no matter what. Am I getting that right? Ronnie V is going to go visit that site today. Am I right?
I don't have no reason to because, number one, I'm single. And number two, I feel like when I settle down with somebody, it's going to be someone that I feel that I can trust. We don't have any secrets. We don't have any lies. And sometimes when women claim to be in love or love somebody or love hard, they overlook a lot of things.
They're blind.
Things are put in your face.
That is true.
That you choose to turn the side eye to. Because I'm trying to tell you, I know I've been with a down low one before.
I know
for a fact. Mm-hmm. Exposed him, but it was just between me and him. But you ain't going to tell me nothing.
Let me ask you this. What if he'd have came to you and said, hey, occasionally I like to do my thing. Mm-hmm. What would you have done?
We weren't in a relationship. So I could have easily just detached myself from that situation. But if we was in a relationship, first of all, it depends on how long we was in a relationship, how long it took you to come to me. Like, say if we just started kicking it and he was honest with me from the beginning. You know, so then I would go further into detail. Hey, well, look, do you use protection? Like, it just depends. Mm-hmm. You know, like, being honest doesn't mean I'm going to run away. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes people need to be able to talk to someone and feel comfortable. And then maybe it may be things that, you know, I may accept and you ain't got to be, you know, creeping.
And then you might not really go
too many times anywhere else because you feel comfortable with knowing that I love you regardless.
That's why I hope
that's what it is. And it may not happen like that, but it just depends. If I'm already in love and...
Yeah,
but we done been dating for some years, and you telling me I would probably be like, I can't trust nothing. I don't know who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We'll be right back in just a moment. Stay right with us. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about down low, you know, men. And, you know, Ronnie V was expressing her concern about, you know, living the down low life. Why can't you just be who you are and come out and, you know, say, hey, this is who I am? Easier said than done, especially in the Black community, because we know a lot of times in the Black community, you lose family, you lose friends, you lose all of that.
But now it's so accepted.
But not everybody. Not everybody.
I mean, just from the times back, you know, go back 10 years, 15 years ago.
Absolutely.
It's totally different. You got the same-sex marriage and all this stuff to come
That's
out.
That's true. That is true.
Come
that
out with the law.
That is true. Tanae, you were saying, same question to you. What if you were dating? I'm not saying you were in love with him, but what if you were dating someone and they came to you and say, hey, look, I'm just going to, you know, be honest. I like to do my thing every now and then.
And I would say, hey, look, I'm going to be honest, too. I can't get with it.
Mm-hmm. And why can't you get with it?
Only reason, because I feel like he may prefer one more than the other. It's something about the male that attracts that person.
See, here is what I heard. Here's what I've heard. You can't compare the two.
No.
because what they get from women,
they can't get from
they
men.
They can't get from men.
So what he can get from me, he can't get from another person, and vice versa. You will never be fully satisfied with just me.
Oh, so you think that bisexual people mm-hmm. are insatiable. They can't be satisfied with
I mean, but that's the mm-hmm. reason why they're bi. Yeah. You know, like you say, you can't get one thing from the other. So I understand that. Because if I can't complete you, what are we going to do? Yeah. At the end, how long are we going to do this back and forth?
But let me ask you this, because I've actually had this conversation with a woman who, she wasn't married. I don't know if she got married yet. But what she said to me was, him being with another man does not affect me, because I know that it's not me that's lacking. Mm-hmm. She said, if he goes to another woman,
it's something that I'm not doing to satisfy him.
Right. She would say, then I'm going to blame myself, because I'll be thinking, well, what does she have that I don't have? Mm-hmm. But she says that because he's with a man, that she doesn't, it doesn't bother her, because she knows that that's a part of him that she can't give him.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, but that would be a problem for me, though.
With loving someone, you want to have their all. You want to have all of them and not a part of them. I mean, some people can be okay with that. Like, I knew a girl who was okay with that, with someone she was dating being bisexual.
Was she herself or she wasn't?
She was not, that I know of. But now they're married. And it's just like, I mean, hey, if he can love you and then still do that, I don't know what their arrangement or agreement is. It may all join together. But, I mean, if it works for some people, it works. But for me personally, I can't. It's just that I feel like I wouldn't ever be enough for you.
And see, this is my thing. So what's the difference in I'm with a man and then I tell him, hey, occasionally I'll be with other women. Why should that be? I mean, not saying it should or shouldn't be, but in a man's mind, that would be acceptable.
See, that's what I don't understand.
It would be acceptable because they would want to be in with it.
Right. That's what I don't get.
But you have to think about it. The person who's bisexual and likes to go from this person to that, or this sex to the other sex, would it be okay if you did the same thing? Would it be okay if, hey, can I do that too? Can I see other men?
Most men, no. It would not be okay it would not. But it and you're right, because it's so acceptable, you know. Mm-hmm. Most men would be like, oh, sure, you know, bring her into bed, you
and
know.
And they say, well, honey, no, without you. Then it's like, what?
And let me tell you something. Men that's listening, that have these wild fantasies, once you're married or you've been married for some years and all of a sudden you want this threesome, mess around and lose your woman to the next woman, because this doesn't happen.
Yeah,
and then you come home and mad, and you ain't part of the party no more. Yes. And she want to completely leave you for this woman. Mm-hmm. Keep inviting folk in your bed and get left out.
That is true.
And get left behind. Mm-hmm.
That is true. Yeah, it's this thing is so interesting to me about how, you know, some people say it works for them. Some people say it doesn't. You know, it's just.
What's the difference in swingers?
Well, exactly.
With swingers, they're together. That's
a
different
thing. Isn't that what broke up, what's his name? Robin Thicke and his wife?
And Paula?
Mm-hmm. Well, he was swinging by himself.
But see, he wasn't supposed to swing by himself. That's what I don't know Paula and I don't know Robin, but that's what I heard it was. It was that.
But that's understandable. Mm-hmm. They had an agreement. Right. A verbal agreement is a binding contract. Mm-hmm. And if they had an agreement that they would only do it with each other and he stepped outside of that agreement, she had a right to be mad. It doesn't matter that they've shared people together. The fact of the matter is you're never supposed to be by yourself.
Right.
Yes.
So I get that. And then with Dwayne Wade, the girl that he got pregnant, I heard that it was a girl that they had a threesome with on several occasions. Gabrielle, him. And the girl.
Gabrielle Union?
Yes. And remember, the girl even have pictures with her in the past. Like, they was friends. But this was a girl that they brought into their bed.
Yeah, so you have to be careful. You have to be careful.
He got her pregnant. And he got her pregnant outside of their that they supposed to be doing. Yeah. See, my thing is this. Once I decide to marry, like, have all the fun you want before we get to that altar. You know, whatever your wildest, let, just be honest with me while we dating. Look, this is what I want to do. Let's get this out of the way, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. Once we say I do, it's just us. That's it.
I agree.
Ain't no swinging, throwing, nothing.
I agree. Yeah, so you know, again, on one hand, I feel that he shouldn't be doing this, exposing people and then putting it on, you know, Facebook and charging people to see it. But on the other hand, I agree with you too, Ronnie B. Why are you even doing it? Why are you even putting yourself
but
in
that
situation?
I just feel like the guy who's doing it on the website is doing it for the wrong intentions. I feel like it's like...
No, his intentions is to expose them.
Yeah, that's
it's,
what
it's
that's
no
what
hidden agenda behind it. That's what he's doing it for.
I just think that's kind of weird.
Look, think about it. Maybe his mom was like, with someone like that, and this person hurt her. You know, you
so
never know the story behind it.
You don't go beat up your parts and put yourself at risk for STDs and all
well,
that.
Well, he may have
that.
Already been like that, so it is what it is. And STDs and AIDS and stuff don't just come from gay people.
That's
not,
correct.
I'm not saying it comes from multiple partners. Not even that multiple, but just a partner,
no,
period.
It comes from people
that
has it.
From Adam and Eve.
You can have multiple partners and still be STD free.
Yeah, that's I true. Know that.
But your risk,
it increases
your risk. It increases when you have multiple partners.
Yeah.
Especially a DL man will increase your risk of, you know.
But, you know, it can be deeper than just exposing. And you don't know if a DL person did something to his sister, his mama,
maybe.
You know, him, you, anything.
I think he's being messy, and I think that he found a way to make a few bucks is what I think it is.
Get a few bucks for some clucks.
Yeah, well, he got a cluck on the head.
Mm-hmm. And, I bet it's not going to stop him.
Well, I don't know. They said that he was beaten up really bad, and they set his car on fire.
He go post that too. You thought you was going to stop me?
Yeah, yeah. But
Bobby Brown, you know.
But I bet he don't put that beat down, that beat down video up there for folks to watch.
But wait a minute, they jumped him in his house?
Well, they didn't say where it was. They just said that he was beaten up severely. And he was in the hospital. Like really, really bad. So you gotta watch it.
When you do certain type of things,
exactly.
You gotta take the
good with the bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So remember how I told y'all that I really, really love the show Being Mary Jane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering whether or not it was gonna come back after hiatus, when most shows do, but it never ever came back.
That's because Gabrielle, you were trying to sue them.
Exactly, Tanae found out that Gabrielle Union had sued BET and they were in a court battle.
For what?
So here's the thing. She sued them for negligent misrepresentation and breach of contract. She claims that per her BET contract, that BET would never produce more than 13 episodes per season. And what that did was allowed her to do movies. Mm-hmm. So she said, I never wanted to be strictly here. I want to do this, but I don't want to be strictly here. So you'll do no more than 13. And then the other part of the year, I'll do movies. But the network allegedly tried to cram more than 13 episodes into a single season in order to fraudulently extend the term of Gabrielle's contract. So they were like, okay, we know he's supposed to only do 13 for 6 months, but let's see if we can squeeze 20 in 6 months.
Stand up for your rights, Gab.
Mm-hmm. So they settled out of court, and the show will be picking back up January 10th. And I cannot. She's in New York because, you know, before she was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's
it
what
was
I said.
Broke. You messing up my real funds.
I mean the storyline. I mean the storyline with her being in it.
You,
in
mean, I mean,
you
what
messing
what
up her major
her best
funds.
Friend had died.
She killed herself.
Mm-hmm. And then she had gotten to that ugly car wreck.
Yeah.
The what was it? Wasn't the girl trying to take a job at one point?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And then.
Well, didn't they give her? No, she blackmailed somebody.
Yeah.
Didn't she?
Mm. And where's David?
He didn't marry her. They had that baby, but he didn't marry her.
Oh, well, they had that baby together.
Right, and remember, she left. She left.
Are you talking about...
Amari Hardwick.
Mm-hmm. Where he at?
I don't know. We didn't see
Someone
him
later
in the last few episodes.
But was it Puffy in the jail?
Who was Puffy?
You know they got little nicknames in the jailhouse. You know, because he gonna be in jail when Power starts.
Are you talking? Oh, you're talking about Power. Not. I don't know. I don't watch Power. But, you know, I can get it on
Netflix.
You know. Have I told y'all how I love Netflix?
No, look, let me tell you. Okay, yeah, so the day after New Year's, you know, that was Sunday, right?
Yes.
I sat in the house.
No, New Year's was Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sunday.
The day after New Year's.
I sat in my bed. No, on Sunday. Because
New Year's is Sunday.
We was here Saturday night, right?
Right.
So Sunday.
Okay.
Because I didn't go to work. I sat in my bed all day.
And watch Power.
I watched so many movies on Netflix. It made no sense.
Netflix is off the chain.
I watched the movie called In the Rough with Taraji P. Henson.
Don't know who that is.
I mean, what that is.
I know who she is. I just don't know what that is.
It was based on a true story. I watched Gun Hill with Lorenz Tate.
Okay. Never heard of that.
The Perfect Storm. No, The Finest Hour.
Never heard of that.
Oh, my God. You need to write these down. I need you to look at these. I mean, some great movies.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was calling Mama like, Mama, look at this. Put this on your list.
Okay, did you look at The Get Down like I told you to?
You didn't tell me nothing about The Get Down.
Have I not been talking about The Get Down?
Is it on Netflix?
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God.
I watched it.
Is that a show?
It's a series.
Okay.
It is fan-freaking-tastic.
And you say you didn't like Star, right? You didn't like Star?
I can't get into Star. I can't get into that hot-tail white girl.
Why not?
Her hips is too hot for her own good.
Why? Because she trying to sleep with that girl daddy?
Absolutely.
She done been through stuff. She trying to get in where she fit in.
You got to use what you got.
That's
to get
right.
What you want.
Well, she must not want much.
And I'm looking at it because of Queen. I love me some Queen Latifah.
Oh.
I want her to get a breast reduction.
She did get a breast reduction.
Mm-mm,
yes, she did.
They were sitting like missiles.
She got a breast reduction, I'm telling you.
They were sitting
because she said
missiles.
It was hurting her back. Mm. Yeah, Star. I don't know.
Get into it.
The jury's out.
Did you look at it yesterday?
I didn't.
I couldn't
want
even
to.
Watch the whole episode.
What I did watch was the Have and Have Nots.
I gotta look. I've never seen none of them. Is that on Netflix? I didn't see it.
I don't know. But,
I don't know if it's on Netflix, but
I didn't watch last season. And I don't think I'm going to watch this season either. Tyler Perry, and we've talked about this before, Tyler Perry's going to have to do a better job.
What's the other movie that you guys look at?
Stranger Things.
No.
It's kind of like the Have and Have Nots.
Greenleaf.
Oh, Greenleaf and Queen Sugar.
Queen Sugar.
Well, no, you know I look at that with you. God, what's the other one?
Whatever it is,
Empire? I haven't watched it either. No, it's series. I haven't watched those either.
I would think it'd be like
just talking about that.
If Loving You Was Wrong.
I've never seen that.
I can't get into that either. Tyler Perry is going to have to come. He's going to have to come better.
You know what?
Year.
I have a coworker who said the same thing. She said you can miss almost the whole season.
You can.
And just watch the last three.
Because he draws everything out. It's like he'll take one storyline and it'll be two. Jim Cryer is still in jail. Jim Cryer went to jail two seasons ago on the Have and Have Nots. He is still in jail.
Maybe he might be really in jail.
But it's jail, not prison. Nobody stays in jail for 2 years.
Uh-huh. Ooh,
no, I thought jail was only up to a year.
Yeah, I think so. Anything, then you got to go to prison if it's longer than that.
Yeah.
They trials might be key. If they overcrowded and stuff.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back in just a moment. Don't you touch that dial. Hey, thanks for coming back with us. Talking about, what were we talking about?
Everything.
Yeah, everything. Queen Sugar and If Loving You Is Wrong. And I was talking about how Tyler Perry is going to have to, he's going to have to step his game up.
And you know what? It don't matter what character he play. With that mouth, he is Madea. I don't care what he do.
That's what a lot of people say.
Why he can't fix his lips?
That's what a lot of people say. They say that he can be whatever, but they see Madea.
Well, I don't know. When he be that old man.
Oh, Joe.
Yes.
The brother,
that mouth, Joe. It's just like a little rat mouth or something.
I don't know.
It's like.
So the A&E channel was going to produce a show called Generation KKK.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm. The network announced recently that the show would follow four Klan-affiliated families across 8 one-hour episodes.
It must stand for Krispy Kreme Kids.
No, it stands for Ku Klux Klan. Each of the program's central families contains at least one member seeking to exit the group, which is a good thing. One of the storylines was going to be an Iraq war veteran raising his 4-year-old son to adopt the group's bigoted views. So he was supposed to be teaching his 4-year-old son how to be racist. Of course, we know racism is a learned behavior, and that's how children, you know, learn to hate. It is said that in the past year, since you-know-who won or was running for president, KKK membership has increased like exponentially.
You get memberships for the KKK?
Yeah, they have dues, too.
Where they sign up at? In the woods?
I don't know. I don't know.
Behind the burnt cross.
But A&E has tabled the idea for some reason. They're not going to do it, or at least they're not going to do it now.
Because they ain't want the station to burn down.
But you know what? I think I might would have watched that.
Why?
To beat your enemy, you must learn your enemy.
We don't need to learn nothing.
You must know. You must know your enemy in order. See, I like to know.
We don't know them TV characters.
See, don't smile in my face and then try to stab me behind my back.
But you don't got to look at the show to know which ones is a backstabber.
Yeah, but see, they might kind of bring out some stuff that, you know.
Make you say.
Right. Now, I know somebody like this. You know, I'm just.
Then you go beat up the wrong person.
Or when they say, where's the bacon on aisle 7? Ooh, that was cold for where the coon's at in the field. Yeah, you go ahead and be putting what two and two together.
She's sleepy.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's sleepy. Yeah, you know how she
gets. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So as we all know, the Electoral College, remember how we talked about the Electoral College could stop Trump from being president if they wanted to? Mm-hmm. Well, they did not.
They didn't want to.
They did not want to. So they voted him in. And I just, with this Russia thing, I can't wrap my brain around this Russia thing. I mean,
like it's okay.
The intelligence community has proof. Every last one of our intelligence agencies all unanimously say we have proof that Russia hacked into our system to get Donald Trump elected.
And then what?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is happening? Like, what? Like Trump and of course Trump is saying like, no, they didn't.
Well, you know what?
Hold on. They didn't.
What happened to his rape trial?
Didn't he settle out of court?
Oh, he did.
I think he settled out of court.
Lord, the first lady is a stripper.
No, she's a porn star.
Yeah. Porn star. The president is a rapist. KKK.
He grabbing women's crotches.
U-Haws and
It's just Franklin Graham, who is Billy Graham's son, made a statement, and this is what he said. It wasn't Russia that interfered with the campaign that made Trump president. It was God. Okay. Well, that remains to be seen.
Would have been God if Hillary would have won.
That remains to be seen, because here's my thing. If it was God that put him in the White House, then we should see the fruit of it. Because God ain't going to put nobody in the White House that's going to tear the country down. You know what I'm saying? And what do I always say? A tree is known by the fruit that it bears. Do not tell me you are an apple tree producing orange fruit.
Look now, Trump might be listening. Don't have him come on TV with bananas and apples and stuff at his next speech.
Coming on TV.
Talking about what he done produced.
I'm just saying.
Right, and then have his wife saying it word from word.
I don't know. She might.
My husband. But, he's fighting with the intelligence agencies. They say we have proof. He's saying, no, you don't.
They're saying it. Produce it. What's
well,
wrong?
They are. They met today. They gave Obama the report today, so they gave it to the Senate, I think, today, too.
So what if it's shown that it was proved?
That's my point. What is going
What's
to happen?
Purpose?
I don't know. Well, the purpose is maybe they can impeach him. I mean, I don't know. Because if you can prove that they helped him get elected, then that's not a fair election.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I think something is wrong. How can Hillary Clinton win by over 3 million more votes and he is president? Something's just not right. I understand about the Electoral College.
But the popular vote is what gets it.
No, the Electoral College vote is what gets it.
I know, but I'm saying the popular vote.
Well, that's my thing. That's what I'm, you know, if you win each state.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, then you win those electoral votes, you know, so I don't know.
See what happened to Mitt Romney.
But you know what? Here's my thing. What do you expect Trump to say? Oh, yeah, I know the reason why I'm president was because Russia hacked into. Of course he's going to say no.
I would think he would have said yes by now. He does a lot of things. He'd already said he don't pay his tax.
Say yes?
He's tired already.
He's got. I don't even please.
And Mel, what's her name?
He looked like he about to croak over.
Well, who's this? Melania.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
Russia did not help us win.
Russia did not help my husband win the presidency.
And you got him in the back. You got him in the back like this. Russia.
I don't know, guy. I don't know. Like, if they find out that it happened, you know what would happen? I mean, you can't just let him be president if it's proven that, you know, Russia hacked in and helped him win. I don't get it.
It's trifling.
So we told you guys that Roy Cooper is our new governor here in North Carolina, that he beat Pat McCrory by over 10,000 votes. We told you that McCrory sued. Remember, he sued and had some of the votes for some of the counties recounted. What we've learned is that the Republicans in the state Senate held an emergency meeting and passed two bills that would limit Cooper's power. So the last thing that McCrory did before he left out was to try to limit Roy Cooper's power. I mean, can we say sleaze?
And it worked.
Sure, they passed. And of course, the Republicans passed it. Can we say sleazy? I mean, it's like saying, yeah, I know you beat me, but I'm going to make you pay.
And did.
You know, by stripping you, where Cooper is suing now. Cooper called for the North Carolina legislator to meet and repeal House Bill 2. Did you hear about that?
No.
Well, you know, we talked about House Bill 2 a lot. Remember, that's the bill that prohibits transgender people from the bathroom. So here was the deal. The deal was that the Republicans would repeal House Bill 2 if Charlotte City Council would repeal their bathroom ordinance, which would allow transgender people to use the bathroom of their choice. Charlotte Council met and they repealed that because they said, okay, well, this one thing, if you'll repeal all of it, we can take out this one little thing. Now the Republicans have gone back on their part to repeal HB 2.
This world, we all need to live together.
William Barber, president of the North Carolina NAACP, has now asked the national NAACP to call for an economic boycott of North Carolina. People are already boycotting. I mean, you know, we've lost millions of dollars, you know, because of House Bill 2. So now I guess what Barber's trying to do is if the national NAACP comes out and says, okay, everybody, you know, maybe they're saying, he's saying or hoping that they'll have more power to get people to boycott it. Governor-elect Cooper held a press conference, and this is what he said. The legislature had a chance to do the right thing for North Carolina, but failed.
Well, first is admitting it.
I mean, it's just incredible to me. It's just incredible. First of all, how Pat McCrory had the audacity. Now, he enjoyed the powers when he was governor, but stripped
I don't even think Cooper. Whatever he put into place should have been able to, you know, stick once he left.
I don't know. It's incredible to me how just sleazy. And these are the people that we voted into office for our best interests. And this is what you do We got to get them out. We got to get these people out of there.
What we gonna do? What we gonna do?
Well, we gotta vote. And not just us, but everybody has gotta vote. Listen, if your people in your government aren't representing you, get them out. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, or whatever. We have the power to vote them out. And that is exactly what we should do. Because it's just incredible. It's just, you know. Not
a cat and a pun.
Not working for us anymore. I'm looking forward to 2017. I really am.
Me
I'm looking
too.
Forward to it.
I've already got great news. I'm starting a new job and permanent position.
Wow.
Yes, I'm excited.
Is that right? Is it more money?
First paycheck lunch on tonight.
But
yeah. First paycheck, lunch on today.
No, we'll let her get a first one. Second one.
Okay, second one. All right. And I'm not going to no Burger
we
ain't Five.
That's right. We going to Fayetteville.
Joe's Crab Shack.
Or Charlotte.
Charlotte's a long way. Oh, to Cheddar's in Charlotte.
I don't know, daggone Cheddar's.
I love Cheddar's. Are you crazy? Cheddar's is delicious. What are you talking about? Anyway, we got to get out of here. That's all the time that we have for today. We thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Tonight,
I'm going to have to mute her mic.
Yeah. Mute her mic.
Goodbye.